Hello and welcome to the Lisa and Pete catch up.
Well, today, what a ripper weekend in sport we just had. Bulldogs, Daniel Ricciardo, and so much more.
We also took your calls on when you went to an event and it got cancelled halfway through.
Plus all the details on the Kim Kardashian armed hold-up drama in the Shore Report.
Lisa and Pete can heat things up pretty quick, but not as quick as a gas cooktop. Life's better when you add gas. Visit betteraddgas.com.au. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
What a weekend in sport. Now, you often hear that said, how about them Bulls? How about that? You know, how about this? But really, what a weekend in sport.
It's
first
huge.
Of all, Daniel Ricciardo.
Our man.
Now, we have said this so many times. It's not because we're biased. It's not because he's from here, but he's one of the loveliest people you could ever meet.
Mm-hmm.
And on the weekend, he had his first big number one win.
Oh, did he ever.
And that would have felt fantastic.
Even better because to see Lewis Hamilton's machine blow up.
In your face, Lewis Hamilton. So we are so happy for Daniel Ricciardo and his whole lovely family. I hope they're all enjoying that win. He seems to be enjoying it on the podium. Look at that wide smile.
Well, I love the Instagram pic that he put as well with winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I love it. I know.
Go and get it, mate.
Get that on the international stage.
Absolutely.
All those you know, European guys be like, what? Chicken dinner?
And he pulled a shoey.
He pulled a shoey.
He did another shoey.
Now, the other story, of course, the Bulldogs.
Now, there's so much to talk about from the weekend's game, right?
Yeah.
You know, in terms of the AFL, it felt like Australia versus Sydney, for one.
Mm.
Dennis Cometti's last game.
Oh, yes.
That was so sad to see him and Bruce. I had tears in my eyes at the beginning of the game just watching them talking about it.
Bruce is going to miss him. I mean, when you've got someone, well, you would know, Pete, when you've got someone with such intelligence opposite you on the desk.
Oh, Lise, I think to myself, that's how I feel every night at 7 o'clock.
Something to bounce off.
Yeah, when I go home and I'm just, Liz has to console me because I know I'm not going to see you till midday, 2 o'clock.
Right,
the next
you've got
day.
Liz at home. You get it when you go home as well. You're spoiled at both ends of the day.
Thank you. But no, look, aside from that, massive game with the Doggies as well. They got the epic win. And then to top it all off, it was just how many people did you speak to that said, come the end of the game and Luke Beveridge?
Well, it's the only thing that got me. I will be honest here. I'm not a huge Bulldogs fan, not ever since they tried to kill Sumich. I've really got to let that I know
You're
I
You're not going to let that
I
go.
I know I have to let that go. But even on Saturday, I was barracking for the Swans and then Luke went and did this.
I'd like to get Bob Murphy up on the stand.
Not a dry eye in the house.
I know. And I always already liked Bob Murphy a lot because he saves the Bears. He's one of those Save the Bears spokespeople.
Yep.
And I just thought that was gorgeous.
And then to top it all off, news to hand a little bit earlier today, the Bulldogs have asked the AFL if they can strike one more medal for Luke Beveridge, the coach.
Yes.
Just so everybody gets one.
I know. Well, they're not going to say no, are they?
No, they're not. They bloody better not.
And there would be an angry mob.
That's right. You'd see stuff in the newspaper about that. Melbourne newspaper, The Age.
Oh, well, someone had to ruin it.
Shame on you. Because they've put in a half-page advertisement saying, congratulations, Bulldogs, on season 2016. Which, from the headline, looks fantastic because they're a proud partner of the Western Bulldogs and Victoria University. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. In spite of the disappointment of the grand final loss, the Bulldogs showed incredible heart and sportsmanship.
They played the wrong ad.
Played the wrong ad.
Actually, you know what? It probably would have been worse if they'd played the other wrong ad and congratulated Sydney. So they just rub it in.
That's a very good point. When did the event get cancelled before the end of the show? This is off the back of Kim Kardashian. She was held at gunpoint. And then this happened with Kanye West concert.
I'm sorry, there's a family emergency. I have to stop the show.
Yeah. Whoa. And he was off. Man of many words, very few that time.
We got Bruce in Forestfield. Hi, mate.
G'day, thank you.
Hey, Bruce. What was it?
This was quite a few years ago now. I was working up at a mine site up in the Pilbara, and Jamoan was going to do a gig in Port Hedland. So there's about a busload of us all jumped in the thing, drove about 200 k's into Hedland.
Yes,
that was a lot of big naught.
Yes.
But anyway, it was at a Mel Fresco area of one of the pubs there. There's over 1,000 people there. It's a pretty big gig.
Oh, no.
But anyway, as you can imagine, Jamoran's hard enough to understand, but the best of bloody time. But anyway, the sound system they had there obviously wasn't good enough, and it wasn't very loud, so half the crowd couldn't hear him. So there's quite a few people calling out, speak up, can't hear.
Really?
So after a couple of minutes of this sort of thing. He stopped for a second, and Nick then got going again, and everyone's calling out, "Still going here." So he just, unlike a true professional, which would have said something along the lines of, "Hang on a sec, we'll get his problem sorted and we'll carry on."
Yeah.
He just had a big dummy spit, let out 5 minutes of expletives that I can't repeat here.
That just bit you heard.
Just walked off and never come back.
Wow.
It's really nice to be able to drive 200 k's to see a gig and not even hear 5 minutes of it.
Yeah.
Did
they give you your ticket money back and offer to pay for your fuel and all that?
No, nothing.
Nothing.
What? No ticket money back?
Jamoa knows you.
I didn't do absolutely nothing, so the whole crowd was a little bit peeved.
Yeah.
All the guys at the front of the stage got to hear 5 minutes of him, whether they understood him or not, another thing. But
Jamoa knows you a few bucks.
Yeah. No kidding. Thanks, yeah. Bruce. Bronwyn and Ascot, one more here. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
What were you at, Bronwyn?
I was at the Free Tibet concert in Washington, D.C.
That would have been an experience.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fabulous. It was a two-day concert organised by the Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
So there was like Red Hot Chili Peppers, Pearl Jam, Wyclef Jean, R.E.M.
I love Wyclef Jean,
I know. He was fantastic.
Yeah.
All these big names.
Yeah.
And so on the first day, it started around about 10 o'clock. And then come midday, a freak storm came in and lightning hit the stadium and it hit one of the people in the audience.
Oh, no.
So they completely shut down everything, got everyone out and said, sorry, we're going to cancel. The person ended up being okay.
Yeah.
And they had the second day of the concert and some of the people who were supposed to play in the first day ended up playing in the second day. But not everyone, of course. So, so that was pretty, you know, lightning.
Yes. Well, at least they say it doesn't usually strike twice in the same place, so you were safe to go the next day.
We were safe the next day. Yeah. That's what everyone was saying.
Thanks, Bronwyn. Actually, while you've been telling us that story, we actually got some audio from the crowd that day.
You got 30 minutes!
Shore Report.
So how about the Kim Kardashian incident?
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, her people have confirmed she was held up at gunpoint in Paris last night. Her rep said in a statement, Kim Kardashian West was held up at gunpoint inside her Paris hotel room by two armed masked men who had been masquerading as police officers.
Unreal.
She is badly shaken but physically unharmed. Now, she was in Paris for Fashion Week. Kanye West was in New York performing at a music festival. And as we know, he's a man of many words.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was literally mid-song when news reached him.
I'm sorry, there's a family emergency. I have to stop the show.
And that was it. He was off.
What? Is he dead ass?
You got 30 minutes!
Excuse me? I suppose at that point the crowd had no idea, right?
Like, you've got 30 minutes feels tonight. I mean, how insensitive.
You've got 30 minutes.
Hey, you get back here. You go when we say. Is he dead ass?
Yeah.
Is that how the kids are saying dead serious these days?
Pretty much, yeah.
Must be.
DS.
Now, to lighten things, on odd occasion, America's Saturday Night Live can still get it right. Mm. Not so much
hasn't
these days.
Hasn't been for a while,
But this weekend, they were spot on with their US election debate sketch. To play the role of the Republican nominee, Donald Trump, they brought in Alec Baldwin. He was fantastic. If you didn't know better, you'd think it was Trump.
Our jobs are fleeing this country. They're going to Mexico. They're going to China. I will stop that. If Hillary knew how, she would have done it already, period. End of story. I won the debate. I stayed calm, just like I promised, and it is over.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
As SNL's Kate McKinnon was Hillary Clinton, also absolutely brilliant.
I mean, this man is clearly unfit to be commander-in-chief.
Wrong.
He is a bully.
Shut up.
He started the birther movement.
You did.
He says climate change is a hoax invented by China.
It's pronounced China.
He hasn't released his tax returns, which means he's either not that rich,
wrong,
not that charitable,
wrong,
or he's never paid taxes in his life.
Warmer.
Seriously, if you Google one thing today, watch that on YouTube. That was really very, very, very funny.
Mm.
Now, there's a report that Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris are friends again.
What?
Isn't that nice? You know, no. It's terrible. It's totally new territory. I mean, Taylor has written written songs about starting a relationship. She's written ending a relationship songs, but never written a let's just keep in touch as friends song.
So very good point.
It'll be interesting to see how that one goes. And at the movies, the reboot of The Magnificent Seven is getting mixed reviews. Apparently, the critics reckon two are magnificent, two are just so-so, and the other three are pretty ordinary.
Lisa and Pete love total control and instant heat when they're cooking. Life's better when you add gas. Visit betteraddgas.com.au. Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.